online.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Another study linking mouthwash to oral cancer. They say people who use this mouthwash could possibly increase their risk of oral cancer 3 times. We need to talk about that. Maybe we need to go back to the olden days where everybody had bad breath and they deterred everybody with the... You know, I didn't realize how much I could get my animals to leave me alone. I started doing that. I started breathing on the cats. In the middle of the night, when the cats try to wake me up, and they always try to do licky face, licky mouth, licky eye, I just breathe really heavy on them, and then they flee. So it's a weapon, you know, and maybe we want to preserve the weapon, because trying to cure the weapon could possibly be pretty painful. Next, we have news that there's a new allergy pill. Okay, that's pretty exciting. In medical news, that's some pretty exciting stuff. Then they found that e-cigs are becoming more of a culprit of nicotine poisoning. We're going to talk about what nicotine poisoning is and why we're just hurting ourselves over, no matter what we do, no matter how many gains we think we make towards our health, we end up hurting ourselves anyway. And then I guess our teeth, evolutionary-wise, are becoming smaller and smaller as we become smarter. So we'll talk about why we probably have smaller teeth. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can follow us on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn. We're on GCNLive.com. You can listen to us anywhere. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, my name is George. I'm from Modesto, California. And there was a question asked who, I forget how it was framed exactly, but it's like who is your hero in your life, or who has really done the most for you? And that's been my father, and I wanted to call in and tell her about that and let her pick a song. But I don't know the phone number, so if somebody, thank you so much.
Since I was on a mess, I'd pick a song. Does he think I'm Delilah? Just pick a song. You know, guys, this is getting ridiculous. I'm not Delilah, I guess, has been around for years where people call in and they, I guess, get a song. And they'll ask her to play a song, and she plays a song. And a lot of people think I'm Delilah. It's Dahlia. I am Dr. Dahlia. But, okay, if you want to, really, your dad, if your dad inspires you, I think that's great. Let's come up with a song. Let's come up with a song about that. All right, Tom, hit it. Hit this one.
Who's your daddy? Who's your baby?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your buddy? Who's your friend?
I like the daddy song.
The one guy that you come running to.
This is the Dahlia Show. You got the honey. I've got the money.
Let's get a deal. Let's make a plan.
Who's your daddy? Oh, who's your baby?
Who's your buddy?
Who's your man? All right. You know, whatever will help ratings. If you guys don't want medical advice, but you want music, fine. You could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, and then I guess we will be taking requests on what music you want us to play. This is kind of ridiculous, people. This is a medical show. Come on. I am not a DJ. I would love to be a DJ, but I answer medical questions. And if that's not fascinating enough for you people, then you need to switch station. I'm sorry. All right. But you know what? Yeah, I think being inspired by people is a nice, beautiful subject. A little bit too touchy-feely for my particular audience, but I'm glad you know many of you were touched. I was touched a lot, but that was in my college days, and unfortunately there's really no song except the Let's Go All the Way song. We could play that one, but we won't. Okay, by the way, that Who's Your Daddy song was from Toby Keith. Mm-hmm. I love Toby Keith. Very, very sexy low boy. He really gets into the low octaves. Did you guys hear that? That cowboy can really go low. That's Toby Keith. I know. Very, very sexy voice. But I don't think he's talking about his daddy. I think he wants to be the girl's daddy, which always kind of confuses me. I never understood that reference. You know, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? See, to me, that's like a big turnoff. So don't be doing that. Why is that? Why do girls and men have, you try to, I guess, and this just gives me the heebie-jeebies talking about, try to recreate that kind of relationship with the whole daddy and the spanking and things like that. What is it? Is it that innately girls want a man that was, I guess, you know, back in the day, the head of the household? Is it the domineering? Is it the authoritative? You see, I don't want my husband to be authoritative. I want to be the authority in the house. I'm the one that wants to make the rules. I'm the one that wants it. Now, of course, I let him think he's making the rules, you know, because he is the man. Okay, I mean, I don't want to castrate him in front of the kids all the time, so I want to make sure that he does, you know, get to feel like he's a man. But to be honest, I mean, I'm really the one that, I mean, it doesn't matter what decision he makes, all right? I have to give my opinion on it, and I give my opinion, it usually always goes my way. And I don't think that's really nice of me to do, but he also, though, sees the logic. And if he doesn't see the logic of what I have to say, I will, in a probably 2 or 3 hour dissertation, explain and delineate the points to why it's more logical until he finally gives up. But not this whole who's your daddy relationship, no, that just kind of is weird. It just, to me, is weird. Maybe it's because, you know, my family was just kind of weird. I mean, you know, growing up, you know, when daddy comes home, you didn't run and give him hugs. You ran because mom would tell him to use the belt. So we were like, you know, hey, dad, and then we fled. So that's there. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, we're coming up on break. There's also something that you guys got to watch out for. Doctors are going to be able to tell later if you lied to them about taking your medications, because they could check your pee-pee, and they could tell if you're not taking your medicines like you're supposed to. You think I've chewed your butt out? Just wait till my patients don't take their medicines. Ooh, deep trouble. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, we are still raising money for kids fighting blood cancer, and I'm asking all of you to donate just $5. $5 to save a life. Not too difficult, people. $5. Very easy to do. You go to my website at drdahlia.com. You're going to see a bunch of little red buttons that say donate here or click here or come to your mama or whatever. Yeah, speaking of this, who's your daddy? You know, if I ever tried, let's just go back to that. I know we got to talk about the donations and all that, but no. You know, if I ever said come to your mama, okay, to my husband, he would flee. Right? Because, you know, he doesn't want to picture his mama in the room. I know a lot of us think when we marry our husbands, the mama, you know, is already in the marriage in the bed anyway, right? But I still don't really get that. I got to figure out from a psychological standpoint. I do a lot of psychology with my patients, and I was trained in a medical school that was very, very heavy in psychology. Why this whole who's your daddy thing, I'm your daddy, and the I'm your mama type of thing. Who's your mama? To me, that just completely, I mean, you could take 10 Viagra. It just would completely ruin the mood. Speaking of mothers, my husband's actually not talking to me. My husband's kind of mad at me. Yesterday, oh, my gosh, it was funny. Firefighters had come into the building, four of them. All right, so I was like, well, maybe it's an inspection. I don't know. Anyway, four very muscular, gorgeous firefighters come to the building. And my husband wasn't there, but I was. So it's okay. You know, I fixed my hair and all that, you know, aligned the bra straps. And anyway, so they come over and, they were asking me what the square footage was of the building. You know, they were just, I guess, asking questions for fire code or something. I don't know. I mean, they weren't inspecting. They were just asking them. So I don't know. So I called my husband, right? Because my husband, you know, he's the man of the house. He knows everything. Okay. You know, I played the whole poor, you know, I'm just a little wife thing. I don't know nothing, right? Because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm being inspected by all these, you know, handsome men. And then I asked them if they wanted to inspect, you know, my personal space, but they're like, no, we don't need to inspect. All we need to know is the square footage of the building. So I call up my husband and I go, you know, we have four firefighters here. They want to know what the square footage of the building is. You know, and he tells me, and he's like, but why do they want to know? Now, that stinks. When you have people of authority right next to you, right, and they could tell you're arguing with your husband about giving them information, it starts to make me feel uneasy. So when he tells me the square footage, I don't know how many thousand square feet, whatever the hell the building is, right? And he goes, well, why do you want to know? And I go, I was like 5,000 square feet was the answer, something like that. I go, they want to know because your mother tried to get into the building and she couldn't fit. So they want to know what the square footage was. Bye. And I click. Now, I didn't realize that came out. I didn't realize it came out until after I said it. Now, his mother is slim. She's a beautiful woman, whatever. But, you know, we still insult each other's mamas. You know, that's kind of where we are in the marriage now. It's not lovey-dovey anymore. And I didn't realize I said it until it was done. And now he thinks that I insulted him and his mother in front of four firefighters. When really, what he really should be mad about is that I spent the next 10 minutes flirting with the firefighters. So either way, I am in the doghouse. Big doghouse. Okay. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Okay. So anyway, so what we're doing is we're raising kids. We're raising money for kids with blood cancer. And I need you all. I know. I need to raise money for a new house because my husband's probably divorcing me. But anyway, raise money for kids with blood cancer. Very easy to do. $5. Go to the website. You'll see the website. You'll see me. That's me. Hi. So pretty. That's me. And then find the red button to donate or whatever and then just do it. Thank you. Okay. Let's move on. Okay. E-cigarettes are causing nicotine poisonings. Remember we talked about this? All right. These e-cigs are getting more and more popular. And apparently in February, there were 215 poison center calls involving e-cigs. Now, this is just 1 month of 215 poison center calls. Unfortunately, what's so sad about this is these are kids under 5 years old. Most of them are kids under five who are reaching for the bubblegum-looking, cherry-looking flavored, strawberry-looking type of nicotine. Liquid. So, but remember, not all poisonings get reported. You know, a lot of people are probably like, oh my gosh, Child Protective Services are gonna come and get me. Which, by the way, let me just stop for a second here before we talk about nicotine. Okay, listen, if something happens to your kid, and you are afraid to call 911, or an ambulance, or a police officer, because you think the authorities are gonna take your kid away, you have got to be the biggest idiot because you not calling the emergency services is going to probably put you into jail. All right, so don't be making that judgment call in fear that you did something neglectful, okay? Listen, if an accidents happen with kids all the time, you are not going to have your kids taken away from you unless it was something like, you know, I mean, horrific, like, you know, somebody shooting themselves or, I mean, depending on the state you live in, illegal drugs, etc. But, you know, we had a family where the little kid had somehow climbed onto a desk. The window was open and there was just a screen. The kid leans on the screen and falls down from a second story window. Now, the kid survived and was okay. I think only broke a leg. Thank God. But, no, the authorities didn't come and take the kid away. I mean, you call the police, you call the ambulance, you get the medical care your kid needs. Your not doing that is going to probably prompt somebody, to take your kid. I mean, just don't be an idiot. Okay? All right? You know, Child Protective Services is not designed to just take people's kids away. They're there to make sure that the kid has the best care possible. And there being an accident in the home and the parents being aware, making changes, getting the kid proper treatment and the kid loving being with those parents is still the best place for the kid to be. Okay? You know, as long as it's not multiple and, like I said, something illegal, right? Or abusive. So, please, it just kills me to think that so many things are not reported. Okay, anyway, and we'll talk about what gets reported. Some of you will say, you know, look, my kid has a physical for school and he fell and he's got a bruise. You know, I don't want to bring the kid in and then think that I'm the one that, you know, caused the bruise. So we'll talk about that another time. But let's get to the nicotine story. Okay, so nicotine, obviously, it's a drug. And in liquid form, and we talked about this last week, very, very toxic, even in small doses. Unfortunately now, these e-cigs are not required to be childproof. So the banana, the bubble gum, the chocolate flavor, whatever the hell they come in, is very attractive to kids. And it's the smell. You know, apparently these have a pretty attractive smell to these kids and the color, like the red, etc. And so, now, not all of these nicotine toxicities are kids. A lot of them are also adults. And so these kids could get them either by inhaling, either absorbing them in their mouth, skin, eyes, etc. And, I guess one person tried to commit suicide by injecting the nicotine. That guy's a real idiot. I don't know if he died or not. But you'll pretty much start to feel sick within 4 or 5 minutes. Now, what other symptoms could nicotine toxicity cause? Okay, so, you know, according to the NIH website, you could have drooling, fainting, trouble breathing, convulsions. You could go into a coma, seize, die, heart palpitations. Sometimes if your kid has abdominal cramps, whenever your kid is acting like they have a tummy ache, all right, you need to make sure, you know, call 911. I mean, not like a little tummy ache, but anything concerning. Call 911, call the poison control center, etc. Find out, because many times it was something that was ingested. If the kid or toddler seems agitated, if there's any muscular twitching, if the breathing is stopping or the breathing is irregular or the breathing is rapid, if they vomit, seem weak, and, you know, sometimes depression. Okay? Sometimes nicotine toxicity could manifest in depression. Now, not only can people become nicotine toxic based on, you know, drinking or inhaling shooting up the liquid nicotine, but you also can get a little bit of nicotine toxicity with nicotine patches and gum and chewing tobacco. I've seen people start to go into rapid heart rates and rapid breathing just from chew. And I'm like, dude, I can't examine you with the chew in the mouth. Get it out of there. Oh, I needed to get through this visit, doc. Spit it out. And then they spit it out of my hand. Why do people think just because I'm a doctor, you could spit something in my hand? There's a garbage. Well, I didn't know it said biohazard. What you just put into my hand is a biohazard. Thank you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Sorry, having some water. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALIC. I can only hear myself. I can't hear what comes out. So if I'm ever swallowing any water or eating anything, I really do apologize because I don't hear the sound of that. But you guys are probably hearing that swallow stuff. So, but I'm thirsty. It's good to drink your water. You need to. This is an email I didn't receive now. I received it a couple weeks ago, but it's totally relevant to what I was just talking about with the nicotine toxicity. Very interesting. Thomas writes, I was outside last Sunday working on the yard when I had a dizzy spell that lasted 5 minutes. I sat down and felt I couldn't get my breath. I decided to have a smoke and it helped. Why is that? So he has a dizzy spell. He sits down, he has a smoke, and he feels better. I know. See, why does, these stories that always, I hate these stories because I'm trying to tell you guys to avoid smoking because it's bad. And then you have people say, but wait a second, help me. I didn't have to go to the hospital because I had a smoke. All right. What I think happened is if you were dizzy, now you can be, first of all, let's just talk about being dizzy. You can be dizzy for a variety of reasons. Don't worry, I already wrote him back and I ripped him a new one. I told him to go to the hospital and call 911. That's what I told him to do. All right? Okay? And I'll tell you why. But going back, I tell everybody to go to the hospital and call 911. You realize there's less liability. I got a paper cut. You gotta go to the hospital. Sorry. I am not your doctor. I have no idea if that's getting infected. It's gonna turn into sepsis. You know, no, I don't want you to lose your finger, you know, and then come back and sue Dr. Dahlia. So just take everything to your doctor and to your hospital. No, but I'll tell you why. This guy should have gone to the hospital. I'll tell you why. So first of all, dizziness, okay? What can make you dizzy? A variety of things, okay? You could have low blood count. You could have anemia. You could have sugar issues, high sugar, low sugars. You could have blood pressure issues. You could have ear infection. You could just be overly tired. You could just have a little bit of a fluke. You could have a viral labyrinthitis where you end up having a disruption with your vestibular system, your balance system through your ears with the labyrinth. You could have benign positional postural vertigo where you think it's dizzy but it's actually room spinning, which is, again, benign. You could have cardiac issues, an abnormal heart rhythm. You could have poor cardiac output. You could have something going on with the brain, anywhere from infection to tumor. Or you could just be a little dizzy because you are in love. Right? And you meet somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, ah, and then you faint. Okay. So you can be dizzy for a variety of reasons. Okay. Heat stroke. We just had a patient that actually was diagnosed with heat stroke. And mind you, it's not really that hot here in Vegas right now, but he was outside and, he had had an episode that sounded like a heart attack. I ran an enzyme test on him. Rather than it being about 50 or 60, it was up at about 4,000. So 4,600, I sent him to the hospital, and they diagnosed him with heat stroke. Just something, I was kind of shocked by that, because usually I don't start talking to you guys about heat stroke until we're in June or the dead of summer. So I guess we're going to have to talk about it early. But going back to, so when you're dizzy from working outside, it could be just overexertion, and dehydration is a biggie, or your salts being off, which is why we tell you to when you hydrate or rehydrate, make sure you have some, you know, like a Gatorade or something like that, where it still replenishes some of your salts and minerals, which is very, very important. And we're gonna start talking more about minerals and salts and supplements later on, because many of you guys just have so many questions on them, and I want to make sure I'm leading you in the right direction. But going back to then, okay, so you're feeling dizzy, and then you decide to have a smoke. You have a smoke, and it helps. Now, some of you are probably like, well, Dahlia, that's easy. Okay, well, that's easy. It's probably nicotine withdrawal. All right, he's used to having a smoke. He was working outside. He didn't get a chance to have any nicotine. Plus, he's dehydrated, so he got dizzy. He got some nicotine. Now he feels better. I mean, it could have. There could be the psychological dependence on it. There could be the physical dependence on nicotine. Yet I gotta tell you, I mean, many of you guys that haven't had your smoke, you're more agitated. I wouldn't say dizzy. So when I hear that something stimulatory ends up making you better and stopping the dizziness, I start to think of abnormal heart rhythm. So if somebody starts to feel dizzy, then they do something that helps get their heart, I guess, up, and then normalizes the rhythm, I think of some sort of cardiac dysrhythmia, and I'm wondering if that's what happened with him, which is why I told him, if God forbid he was in AFib, atrial fibrillation, or some sort of abnormal rhythm, all right, you got to get yourself to a hospital. Oh, come on! Listen, he was working outside, and he got dizzy. To me, that is a heart issue until proven otherwise. Because look how quickly, he got better with the smoke. Nicotine is sympathomimetic. Remember we talked about the sympathomimetics? It's sympathomimetic. All right. We know. Why do you think medics are called medics? Because there's so much sympathomimetic issues around. Medic. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Honestly, you guys just give me too much crap. I'm the one that went to medical school here. Okay, if I think somebody has to go to the hospital, I think they do. You know, listen, you know, just because, okay, I like to eat junk food and I like to sing off key and I like to flirt with good looking firefighters doesn't mean I know any less medicine. Okay, I was a pretty damn good student, and I am a damn good doctor. So if I give you advice, please do not be deterred by any lack of my other talents, because I do have talent in medicine. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, now, one of my talents was I was an ER doc. And we always had naloxone on hand because naloxone was a lifesaver for people who had OD'd on prescription drugs. Well, I'm sure you guys have heard this one headline where some of these states want their police officers and want their firefighters and their first responders, paramedics, to actually be walking around with the antidote on hand. Now, this naloxone has been around for decades because when somebody is overdosing on heroin or painkillers, remember we talked about the mu receptors, mu, and the opioids, right? And we talked about how these pain medicines will saturate the receptors and then start to cause a depression and respiratory drive, which is why most people who die from an overdose died because of their lack of being able to breathe or abnormal heart rhythm, of course, okay? And lacking being able to breathe causes severe hypoxia, more disillusionment, confusion, etc. So they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to help themselves, and unfortunately they die. So we need to open up those opioid receptors, those mu receptors, as soon as possible. So we called it Narcan because Narcan was one of the brands, but basically that was the brand name from naloxone. Now, so naloxone would basically, you know, bump the opiate out of the opiate receptors so the person could hopefully start breathing more normally, becoming more awake, etc. And we would usually give it like IV. I mean, you could do this IV a lot of times. So this is a shot that these first responders could have. And a lot of times they will see something happen within 5 minutes. Now, the reason why, you know, we haven't had, first responders with this is because, again, it still takes, you know, some time to work, and we still want full court measures being done. We still want, whether it's CPR or resuscitative measures being done. But if, you know, we know and we have, you know, a lot of evidence, you know, like a needle sticking out of the arm, that is possibly what's happening before they die, we could possibly do this, okay? A lot of times it takes about an hour or so to wear off, but it does offer enough protection to hopefully get them into the ER and then provide other sort of symptomatic measures. So it's pretty cool stuff. And I'm for that. I got to admit, I have full confidence in our police, our firefighters, and our paramedics medically. Having worked with them for years, you know, even still, to this day, them coming into the clinic, you know, when I have to call for assistance, I mean, they know their stuff. And in fact, many times they know even more than us average doctors because they're in the emergency setting more often than we are. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And please go to my website and help us fight cancer and help kids fight blood cancer. Trying to raise money for these kids who need to pay their copays, their medical payments for that have Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and help fund the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society that does tons of research to help us figure out the drugs that these kids do need. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. We're asking for $5 from all my listeners. $5 from all my listeners. That could make a huge, huge dent in the high skyrocketing costs that these kids have to endure. So thank you. We were just talking about narcotics and opioid receptors and respiratory depression. Apparently, a breastfeeding mom gets 20 years for, this is a headline, baby's morphine death. Apparently, a judge sentenced a South Carolina woman to 20 years in prison for killing her six-week-old daughter, which prosecutors say was an overdose of morphine delivered through her breast milk. Stephanie Green, 39 years old. The jury found the former nurse guilty of homicide by child abuse the day before. She could have faced up to life behind bars. The lawyer said she will appeal, her lawyer, and it's likely the case may be tied up, etc. But the little girl that died was born healthy. She was found dead in her parents' bed, just 46 days old. The autopsy found a level of morphine in the baby's body that I guess the pathologist testified would have been lethal for an adult. No needle marks were found on the child's body, so they figured that the baby got it from the infant's, or the baby got it from the mother's breast milk. A review of her medical records showed that Miss Green, the mom, carefully hid her pregnancy from her primary care doctor. After a home pregnancy test showed she was pregnant, she told her primary doctor she needed to go to a gynecologist for birth control. She then got prenatal care from a doctor while not telling her all the painkillers she was taking. She skipped appointments with her primary physician when it was obvious she was pregnant and made her husband go to pick up the painkiller prescriptions. Apparently, they say she was a nurse, so she knew how to, I guess, navigate the system. Unfortunately, a baby died. She had, I guess, had a car wreck 10 years ago, chronic pain, etc. Usually breast milk is pretty, it's still pretty selective. You know, I mean, it's amazing how breast milk is made, and I don't think we know enough about it, and I don't think a lot of you guys even want to hear about it, so we won't go into that. But, a lot of us will have, let's say, had some medication in our system, et cetera. Yes, it can all get into the breast milk. HIV could get into the breast milk, it can. But the body knows to make food, and it will still leave out some extraneous stuff. So unless it is just so much for the body to handle that you have then the excess amounts. But unfortunately, a 46-day-old baby died as a result of this. Just very, very scary. Another scary, scary story that came out today was another report on mouthwash use linked to oral cancer. Research suggests that rinsing with the mouthwash more than three times a day have a greater chance of developing mouth and throat cancer. Dr. David Conway, a lecturer at the University of Glasgow Dental School, said people should not routinely use mouthwash and stick to brushing and flossing instead. They say poor oral health already in and of itself puts you at risk for heart disease, etc. We've been worried about the alcohol content of mouthwashes, and we know that many of the mouthwashes have started to convert to non-alcohol. But there was a study back in 2009, we talked about this on the show also, that said that mouthwashes containing alcohol contribute to increased risk of mouth cancer because they allow cancer-causing substances to penetrate the lining of the mouth more easily. In this study, out of Glasgow, they looked at 1,900 cancer sufferers and 1,900 healthy people throughout multiple countries. Those with poor oral health, including people with dentures and persistently bleeding gums, were at greater risk. They found that those who, also maybe had an altered salivary flow. We've talked about flow a lot, especially when I talk about my gynecological issues. But the salivary flow is also a very important factor of protecting the mouth. So, if you are more at risk, let's say, because you like to use your mouthwash, what should you do? Well, here's the thing. Okay, the reason why mouthwash works is because what is it working on? Is it working on helping your breath? Well, if there's things in there that are minty that helps your breath, okay, you can easily substitute that for something else. A lot of us can't chew gum anymore. because of our TMJ, but you could be chewing on some mint or some parsley. That seems to help breath. There are other things you could do for your breath, okay? If you're doing it to help your oral hygiene, I would rather you water pick. You could water pick, you know, water, and it sprays water under the gums. That'll do more for you than a little bit of swishing with mouthwash. You know, the other thing, too, that I think a lot of people are forgetting, even these researchers, is mouthwash having alcohol can kill some of the bacteria in your mouth. Now, mind you, we brush our teeth to clean the bacteria, but there may be some healthy bacteria that could be protective. So here you are killing some of the healthy protective bacteria, and it's no wonder that something then comes like an HPV virus that lands and then causes infection. You know, we work so hard trying to get rid of bacteria, but sometimes that's exactly what it's designed for. I mean, in the olden days, our mouths were designed to make our probiotics because as you sleep, the bacteria has time to churn. Now, you swallow in your sleep, you make saliva, so your mouth already has mechanisms to prevent you from actually getting sick from the bacteria, but depending on what you eat, bacteria could still set up shop, still cause infections, still cause cavities. But again, you were built to build bacteria. Bacteria are supposed to land in your mouth, and they're supposed to multiply, and you're supposed to swallow them because your gut has to have bacteria. So these are things that are in play. You gargle with mouthwash or something, you could be killing the bacteria, putting yourselves more at risk. So is it the alcohol or is it the alcohol killing your healthy bacteria? I don't know. So I would recommend you dental floss, you water pick, you brush your teeth, make sure you really, really massage those gums. All right, but don't freak out. A lot of us have used mouthwash. I don't want to say that mouthwash is causing cancer. I think if you're going to be prone to cancer, you know, at the very most, mouthwash may help it along, but I don't think it actually causes the cancer. Very interesting report, and we're going to keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a simple urine test for people with high blood pressure can later help doctors figure out if you're taking your medications or not. British researchers found, according to drugs.com, one quarter of more than 200 patients were not following medication orders. Really, only 25% of you? I would say 90% of my patients do not follow my orders, and I'm really getting ticked off about it. The urine screening could help prevent unnecessary tests and procedures for high blood pressure that appears resistant to treatment, but I guess really isn't. So, for example, you know, many of you will come into the doctor saying, "Doc, the medicine didn't work." And I'm like, you know why? It's probably too low a dose. Let me double the dose. And no. If you didn't even take the medicine right, if you skipped your medicine, if you didn't remember, then here I am doubling you up on medicine. So many medication errors that we doctors make. It's not because we're stupid. It's because we think you're taking the medicine regularly. You don't take the medicine regularly. We think you're underdosed. You see? Okay? The study looked at 208 patients with high blood pressure treated at a specialist clinic. 125 were newly referred by the primary doctor and 66 were follow-up patients. The researchers analyzed the participants' urine for commonly prescribed high blood pressure medicine, and they found that one quarter of the patients were not taking medications as prescribed by their doctor. 10% did not adhere to the treatment. Now, I know some of you just thought of, wait a second, there's blood tests to check for medications? Yeah, there are. Or urine tests? Yeah, there are. Which means for those of you trying to dope up to pass your CDL or to pass your life insurance policy, yeah, you're going to have an issue because they could figure that out. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart.
smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.